Now, residents of a street in Southampton were left confused as electronic car key fobs mysteriously stopped working yesterday, so they couldn't open their cars remotely. Well, we've got local resident Madeline Wentworth on the line now. Hello, good afternoon to you, Madeline.
Hello.
So you popped out, you had your key fob in your hand, you pointed it towards your car and nothing.
That's right. That started on Saturday. And we had to go for our flu jab, so I rushed to get the spare key, opened the car and got to the surgery. When we got out of the car, I zapped it with the fob and it worked perfectly. It locked it and it unlocked it when we came out. But when we got back home again, it wouldn't work.
And you're not alone in your street, it seems.
No, I just went on till Tuesday and I thought, this is really annoying. I'm going to see if any of the other residents in the street have got the same problem, because I know most of them very well because I'm the neighbourhood watch coordinator.
Ah.
So I've been round to all houses and it's surprising how many people were affected. And they all thought they were the only ones. And several of them have been and bought new batteries for their key fob. I need to find this. It didn't work again. And another lady up the road, her car was still under warranty. She had the garage come and collect it and take it back down and tested it. And it worked perfectly. And they said, well, there's nothing wrong with your car. There must be something in the area annoying it.
And so have you tried to find out what this might be? Have you reported it to anyone?
Yes, we've got an airport very near us, but I couldn't get through to them. So in the end, I phoned up the local BBC radio.
Always happy to help.
And they came out and they very kindly interviewed me, and their cars wouldn't unlock when they were outside our house. And so they went home back and mulled over it, and they phoned me up last night and said, why don't you phone up Ofcom? They can help you.
Ah.
So this morning I phoned up Ofcom, and this afternoon a very nice gentleman came out, and he's gone around the area with his kind of it looks like a camera, but it's not. And he's narrowed it down to a few houses where he thinks there's a signal from a Sky video that sends a signal upstairs.
Oh.
So he can watch.
So as you stand at the moment, Madeline, you still can't get into your car with
no.
Your key fob.
No, we can't. But the problem is, he said he's waiting for several people to come home from work.
Well, thank you very much indeed for sharing that with us this afternoon.
Well, as it happens, we do have Ofcom on the line. Rhys Heard is from Ofcom, the government agency which is responsible for radio communications. Rhys, is this something you've heard of before?
It's not that common when you consider the amount of wireless key fobs in use across the UK. But equally, it's not an isolated issue either. In fact, over the past 12 months, Ofcom's responded to 134 cases similar to this.
All right, so where groups of people are unable to use them.
Yes. So, you know, as you rightly pointed out, Ofcom manages radio spectrum. So that's the airwaves that all wireless devices use to communicate. So that covers everything from mobile phones and TV through to your Wi-Fi and indeed car key fobs. But sometimes faulty electronic devices can interfere with these wireless signals, such as the case in Southampton. And luckily, we've got a team of spectrum engineers who operate across the UK to trace and, where possible, resolve the harmful interference. So as Madeline pointed out, this afternoon, one of our engineers visited Dimond Road in Southampton. And as far as I know, he hasn't quite tracked down the source of the interference, but hopefully we should have it cracked by the end of today.
Yeah, and I think, as we heard there, they're still waiting on the person with the offending signal to turn up so you can get into the house to investigate. But from what you're saying then, this is a piece of equipment that has gone wrong. It's not something that can routinely cause a problem.
No. So it's in all likelihood, it's a faulty electronic device which is emitting frequencies used by the car key fobs and thereby causing the interference.
Yeah, because I know an awful lot of suspicion had been placed on the local airport.
Indeed. I mean, you know, we've yet to find out exactly what the root of the interference is, but I'd say that's probably quite unlikely.
What kind of other strange cases do you get called out for? Because, I mean, obviously, this is pretty unusual, I'd have thought.
We had quite an amusing case recently. It was probably about 6 months ago in Windermere, where, you know, it was very, very similar to the case in Southampton, where there was a few streets where car key fobs weren't working, and local residents put it down to there being a local ghost involved. And it was aptly named, this area in Windermere, the Windermere Triangle. But luckily, we managed to send one of our engineers around, and they tracked the problem down to a till used by one of the local cafes, and it was an electronic till, and it was emitting frequencies used by the car key fobs.
Okay, well, fascinating stuff. Reese, thank you very much indeed. That's Reese Hurd, who is from Ofcom.